All sense experiences and phenomena, no matter how alluring, are a prelude to suffering, because they are of the nature to arise and pass away or cease. So they were separate from you. Without wisdom developed via heedfulness, one will not be able to accept this reality. One must train one's mind to be heedful or ever mindful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path and the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, leading to the enlightenment via realization of the Four Noble Truths.
So this explanation is very important, understand not? Otherwise, you cannot handle life. You must contemplate and reflect on the fifth reality of the First Noble Truth explained by the Buddha. Separation is a reality, understand not? Because it's dependent originating, condition arising, cause of all. When causes and conditions are there, they arise like it belongs to you, understand? When causes and conditions are no more, you cease to own, understand? You remember the Iraq-Kuwait war? After Iraq attacked Kuwait overnight, take over, the central bank also gone. Then the Kuwaiti, the government all lost everything, understand not? But before they attack, they still own no, understand not? So that wealth, that possession, just because of incident in war, gone. So when your breath stop also, you cannot own anything. Your identity erased. So separation is a reality. Either your breath stop, your identity erased, you will separate. Or when things don't go your way, like relationship failure, disagreement, and now want to divorce, separation. Then accident, death occur, also separation, understand not? You cannot say, why God so unfair, why so... You didn't contemplate the reality, thank you, the reality of separation, understand not? When you contemplate, then you can understand. Then when, during crisis time, like COVID-19, people can just die, understand not? Then, during crisis, economic crisis, or world crisis, war and all those things, the stock market can crash, it can wipe off the investor, understand not? And a lot of people's wealth, if they hold certain instrument, that suddenly become like overnight, cepat kaya, money game. So you gone. Like the crypto one, Ben Fragment, FTX.
Sam
Fragment, sorry. I got
Sam
used.
Bankman.
I hear you, Ben.
Sam Bankman.
Ben was his friend. Sam, sorry. Thank you for correcting. He overnight, kena caught now. Yeah, the whole thing actually came to the open. There's a lot of funny thing inside there. Now the girlfriend testify against him. For all the funny thing he do. And that one is so much money, you know, don't know how many hundred billions of USD, you know, the asset and all those things. So you happen to keep your money in crypto and put in that exchange, overnight hangup so. Understand? You know what is hangup so? Burn, understand?
Chawita.
Become like Juhua. And they sack you also, charge you. So all this can happen as well. Your job gone, understand now, overnight. Because the company say, they either give you a VSS or they cannot pay a wind up already. So a lot of this separation is a reality. So when you contemplate, then when it happened, how can you confront it? First is acceptance, you know, as we say. Then act. Don't accept, then do something else. It won't solve your problem. That's why she was trying to like understand that at that time he like po song, understand not? Why like that? But later on when he perceived it with wholesomeness, like the uniqueness of not 10 perfect finger, maybe 9 plus 1, then she will, this is positive contemplation, you know, reflect. But not the real Dhamma way to resolve it, but at least make her feel better. You are no longer trapped in the negativity of mind state. When you cannot accept that my negativity of mind state is a reaction, then when you perceive it with wholesomeness, then you use your logical thinking, your reasoning, then you feel better. Then that one like free you, but temporary. Not applicable for all things, understand? When something very traumatic, you apply that one as a unique. But when that thing is like, example, cancer, all those things, oh, unique, you cannot cancer. Understand? So, it cannot apply everything. But when you have the Dhamma, follow Noble Eightfold Path, right view, law of karma, accept, then do what you have to do. That one. Tangible. Then, based on that understanding, you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to recover to good health. Even disease, separation, or whatever. It can turn around. Understand? Because there is understanding. When you accept no more negativity, no more reaction, then you do what you have to do. Need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness, then repent. Then, after that, vow not to repeat all this by following the advice of the Buddha means cultivating. As you already cultivate, means the merit is there. Then the third step is invoke power of merits for causes and conditions to recover. That's all. So maybe for the finger one, ask for forgiveness and vow not to repeat it. Finish. We have the doctor take care of the recovery. That's all. You no need to aditan. That spiritual wealth, no need to silang inside there. So, when there is cure, when there is possibility of the worldly condition to recover, then no need. Like car accident, send to repair, claim insurance, get angry for what? Then after that, if it's no longer suitable, that car, want to change car? Change car lah, you have the mean. But if still good, why not? Use it back. So these are the understanding. Okay?